"Why am I going to do that?" he asked me, sounding quite amused and slightly incredulous. "Because if you don't," I said quietly, "I'm going to shout at the top of my voice until those two police officers," I pointed across the busy concourse, through the bustle of Friday evening Londonites to where two policemen were standing, waiting to be of service to any situation that required their presence, "until those two police officers come over to ask what all the noise is. I will explain what I've already told you, and then I will inform them that you and the woman behind the window have been attempting to extort money from me illegally by holding me illegally against my will behind this barrier, when it's quite clear that you have a faulty exit gate at Waterloo and that I am not a criminal. You've been treating me as if guilty without making a single phone call to Waterloo to inquire as to the validity of the faulty exit gate, and to attempt extortion in this manner is a far greater crime than any I have committed in my life. Those police officers' primary job is as peacekeepers. They are here to keep the peace, and they have sworn an oath to do so. Now, do you want to let me out, or shall I call them over?" I've never seen anyone go so red and so silent so fast. "I'm trying to help you," he half spat, half spluttered through fury, fear and outrage. "Oh," I said, "I didn't realise. I thought you were trying to send me back to Waterloo. How can you help me? Can you let me through so I can top up my Oyster card and go get my dinner?" He opened the gate. "Just make sure you do top it up," he spat. I walked to the nearest machine, topped up my Oyster, and left the station. So what's the point of the story? Well, there are two points. One, the human being is sovereign, and the law was designed to support humanity, not to stamp all over it. Over time, we have forgotten this, and many of us allow the economy to stamp all over us, forgetting that the law is there to serve and protect if we know how to use it. Two, there are many, many systems in the world that extort money from us. Public transport is one of them. Tesla discovered wireless free energy over 100 years ago, but the powers that be destroyed his labs and refused to let his work on the subject into the public domain. Why? Imagine what sort of place the world would be if we weren't using fossil fuels, if we didn't have to pay for petrol, gas, electricity, water, phones, or the internet. We would be virtually financially free. And we can't have that. Now, can we?